W.F. Howes presents an unabridged recording of A Spy in the Jam Factory by Chrissy Sains, narrated by Chris Devon. Not so long ago, a tiny orange alien crash-landed at McClay's Jam Factory. After a sticky start, she became best friends with chief inventor Scooter McClay, and they began making amazing jam flavours and inventions together. But the story doesn't end there. In a galaxy, far, far away, Fizbee's family missed her.
I wish we could see Fizbee.
Let's try.
So they asked if they could visit Fizbee on Earth. To the Alien Intelligence Agency. Request to visit family member Fizbee. Reason. We miss her. Request granted / denied. Delete as appropriate. Now, they just had to wait for a reply. Chapter 1. The villagers of Willowden Green took great pride in their village. They were proud of the cobbled streets lined with beautiful bunting and bright hanging baskets. They were proud of the pretty thatched cottages and freshly varnished picket fences. And they were most definitely proud of the straight striped lawns and carefully tended allotments. But there was one thing that the villagers of Willowden Green had always been most proud of, and that was being the home of McClay's Jam, the most inventive jam factory in the world. Of course, the factory was a bit unusual. Some might even say weird, but then it had to be a bit weird to come up with all of those incredible jam flavours and inventions, like jumping juniper jelly jam trainers, better than the bounciest pogo stick, or jam paint, enjoy a nibble while you create a masterpiece, or parpberry jam, never fail to fill a room with sniggers. Being different was okay. McClay's Jam might be a bit weird, but it was their weird, and that was all right with them. At least, that's how they used to feel. Lately, and some might whisper that it was ever since that alien had crashed through their window, McClay's Jam had gone from being a bit weird to being damn right out of control. Mayor Green slammed his fist onto the stack of newspapers on his desk, which were filled with stories about the jam factory. Chief inventor Scooter McClay gazed at the stack of newspapers and grimaced. Today's paper had apparently been the final straw for Mayor Green. One phone call later.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?